say, just to make a little bit of observation, any objections?
Okay. I'll say yay, nay.
Okay, let's do it.
Let's go.
See, that's called this is the start of the Garden City Planning Zoning on March 10th, 2026. Going on to action number two, vote for the approval of the last minutes. If you had a chance to review those.
I looked here, but I wasn't present at the last meeting, so I don't have a clue. You can vote.
No, there's only three of us.
You gotta vote. Don't worry. If you wanna take a half second, just glance at them, that's fine.
I looked through, yes.
Okay.
I just didn't want you guys to talk then.
Motion to approve the minutes.
One second.
Okay, all who approve say yes.
Yes.
And approve no. Okay, we'd like to open a public hearing for discussion and possible consideration of approval of a proposed text amendment to Garden City Code C1, R4, and RM12. Prior to public comment, Val, did you want to introduce this to the public and the board that wasn't here last time?
Planning Commission Valerie Claussen, for the record. This is scheduled for a public hearing. This was discussed at the Planning Commission meeting last month, and it is bringing forward changes to the C1 zone. The impetus for it was that the CAFSA was coming in and there wasn't a spot in the zoning on the use list, and so it was a great opportunity to get that updated and then also clean up some things that didn't get codified right with the other ones, the R4 and R12. The discussion from Planning Commission last month said to remove the boarding houses, and it was looked at to take out the boarding houses and then the making sure that that didn't exclude like nursing homes as well. So that was defined that boarding houses were taken out, and those were the two main changes. And so it is ready for the Planning Commission's consideration and recommendation to the City Council, and then, as mentioned, public hearing as well this evening.
Thank you. All right, we'll open this up for a public discussion. If there's any concerns from the public, it's your time to take a moment. Please state your name and and share your feelings with the board.
Come on.
All right. Okay. Last call from the public. Okay, I propose we close the public hearing. Do we need to close it as a motion? I don't think we do. We've collected all comments. Let's close the public part of the public hearing portion of this. Then reopen the zoning meeting and discuss changes in zoning. Does anybody on the board have concerns or questions or on these?
And there's a cross out that should, lodging house, the definition's crossed out, but in the first section it needs to also be crossed out, so we'll fix that.
So all of board number two will be removed?
Yeah, so it's like the
boarding house and lodging houses.
First page.
Okay.
Yeah, B2 is gone.
Okay.
And those are the only two changes that we had from last month?
And then the addition of nursing home, that was added from last month to the definition.
We went through the hospice clinics, so it wasn't nursing.
It was a definition. And it's further back, it's quite a ways back into the packet.
I looked at it when you sent it.
Yeah. So it's highlighted. Those are the changes that you guys would be able to jump out at you.
No, I'm looking at them. Thank you.
thank you.
You're welcome.
I love when you make it easy.
We try.
It's not like an Easter egg hunt trying to... Anybody?
I nominated the last time, so I was going to have everybody go first. I do have some concerns. I mentioned it last time. I'm concerned that turning our commercial into a residential or residential adjacent, and we're doing this kind of specifically, we're doing it for CAPSA, which is a project I agree with. I think it's a very good thing CAPSA does for service of the communities, and probably needs to be part of the community, to like Tremont Garland, that we have places that serve that group of people that CAPSA serves well. I did look at Logan's CAPSA. They're in a residential zone in MR-12, so it would be similar to our zone. Theirs is a little denser than ours. I think that makes a little more sense. Sometimes it feels like, well, let me give you a context, I guess, is a handful of years ago, we had a developer come in, try to turn commercial into residential with just traditional apartments.
Right.
You know, and there was a big to-do about that or whatever. Eventually, we wrote a zone that allowed him to build some density housing in a way that I thought made the residential use better than if they just had the commercial housing. And I have a couple concerns with that, was height of buildings, density of buildings, green space. That isn't currently addressed in our commercial zoning, and so that you get a good residential space for people that are actually going to be residences. And again, with CAPSA, when I look at it, I see it's medium term. You know, I think the last time you guys were here, you said between 3 months and 2 years is a standard stay. And so for folks that utilize that service, I think it would be better if we found a zone that worked for them as a traditional residential zone. And I found that was kind of the research I did. I found the press release from CAPSA when they got rewarded the fund to do this. And just looking through this, you know, CAPSA's been awarded through Utah's Deeply Affordable Housing Fund. So again, housing, we have two fourplexes in phase one. It sounds like phase two would be the office space and a couple more fourplexes if the funding allows it. Furthermore, this award helps us move forward with greater confidence and momentum. Transitional housing will provide stability during a critical period. Another one, lots of others focus on addressing a long-term housing gap that also focuses on survivors prevent return from an unsafe situation. Housing is consistently cited as one of the top barriers for survivors. So all the talk of housing, and then we're going to carve out a commercial zone for it. And I just worry about turning our commercial zoning into housing. So that's my fundamental concern. Is I think the project's great. I think RM-12 might be the better zoning process for it. I know there's a little bit of a heartburn about going through the rezoning process. I think you end up with a better zone for the residents that end up living there long term, and then we don't turn our low commercial zone into something that I don't think we intended commercial zoning to be, which is kind of pseudo lodging. So that'd be my concern.
I just got to make a full disclosure that I've seen the plans on this. I haven't been asked to bid on it. I don't know why, but I haven't. Anyway, just full disclosure that I've seen the plans and everything in my line of work, so
I appreciate the disclosure.
And it is up on the application for free. So it's out there.
I just wanted to get it out there. I've seen it and
So anyone else could at this point as well. So that's good. Thank you for sharing that.
I just didn't want any shenanigans.
welcome
to the good people.
Yeah, it's still bad. We had concern about that last time.
I was
looking through Logan's zoning. They do have some zoning overlay sections. I wonder.
Yeah, we already have a contract with the CUP because this kind of residential use is so specialized. So that's the end of the story. I'm going to keep it down to less than 30 seconds.
Yeah.
This is the right zone for it, and we're excited.
The CUP doing
the conditions permit.
Okay, initial use, yeah. No, no, yeah, and that concerns me a little bit because I know that the state of Utah has limited a zoning board's ability to reject based on conditional use, like limited conditional uses.
Very specific conditional uses for these kinds of...
Right, and it's the broadness of these kinds that is actually the concern for me. It's not just, it's all the single residential in commercial. Because of the Stark's issues, a little bit experienced 4 or 5 years ago.
Which is completely different. That was just residential.
Right.
That was just residential. That was just town home.
Yeah.
That had to go through, they didn't get the town to come to the law and bring it.
Yes, to go through it. Okay.
Yeah.
I just read it as institutions, hospitals, daycare, wedding chapels, hotels, just like we've got creative developers in our neighborhoods. And they take advantage of the language we give them. And because of that, I feel like we have been taken advantage of as a city in the languages where we try to make it as wide open as possible for property owners to do whatever's possible. I guess that's a little bit of Stark's issue that I've been burned on. And again, to do maybe specifically for this. Like again, living that some zoning overlays in places, and so to say, yeah, you in commercial, these things are available as a zoning overlay or something like that.
It
allows them to go through like a rezone process rather than, because again, traditional use of the state of Utah,
right?
Like we can't
distributor uses that,
yeah,
in commercial,
and the negative that the other. And I wish I had to work on looking at caps of places, other places, but I know Logan's is in a residential zone, and so it felt like ours should be similar to meet residential needs. But anyway, that's my thoughts. So I don't know if you guys have discussions or thoughts on it.
I'd like to make a motion to approve.
One second.
Okay. And this is for approval of the C1 in addition to the R4, and the R4 and the R12, I think those were pretty controversial when we reviewed them last time as well, right? Do you want to put all those changes?
Yeah.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Yes.
Yes.
All opposed? No. Okay. So it looks like 3-1, so it passes.
Perfect.
Item 4, discussion of possible consideration adoption of revisions to the Planning Commission bylaws. I think we reviewed this last time, and there have been some edits made based on the comments.
This one has edits that aren't necessarily highlighted. There are some cross-outs on the... What will happen is once bylaws are adopted, then the council will do their update of their Title II. And that has pieces in it of like... You guys talked about the term limits, which again I strongly disagree with, and with the potential of that being discriminatory to even the older population of that discussion, I have concern with it. But that's in 931 right now. That's that last page. So that's what the council will go for with a code amendment, and that talks about the five regular members appointed for the sleeper.
It's
the last page. Now go back to the bylaws, because this has more of like the recommendation being brought forward with the five regular members appointed for a 3-year term, no more than 2 members being changed in time, stagger intervals, and then up to the 5 terms. And then we cleaned out some of the meetings, like it was codified, like actual, there was just extra stuff that was codified, so it's just saying, hey, we're going to meet on a regular basis, we'll meet state laws with that. And then for the bylaws, those changes came in, and like you said, Commissioner Bush, it was Article 3 that had 5 regular members, 3 years. This is more specific terms that were renewed in April, talking about the renewal of commissioners, and then it goes through everything else and just kind of setting up. You can establish subcommittees. You have commissioners and their officers and their duties. And then we went through most of this last meeting. But those were the changes predominantly in Article 3.
Okay. So it's a three-year term, one of the two members change their time, and then up to five terms, you get 15 years here.
You said you won't live that long?
That's what we're doing. We don't want you to die in that seat. No, just no. 15 years is a long time to be a commission member, for sure.
And you said there was a way to get out?
Every 3 years, you can just say, I'm not.
Every 3 years, yeah. We shorten the term from what I
have. Is there any way, and we were discussing last time, like in April? Or
yeah.
Like a January?
Yeah. It was discussed in April, so it was put in here, terms will be reviewed in April of each year.
And that's what I
asked. So the city would create three, like you just set dates for three, and then you probably do three at a time, and then two. That's easier than like literally.
Well, and then that gives you the rest of the year to find a replacement.
We've got a statement that says no more than two members being changed at one time. So we've got 3 year terms.
Right, if you
would have two and one.
Yeah, you could have one, I guess, with the wording of that. I don't know. We talked about that too, also being a mid-year nightmare, but
yeah.
Not gonna be my thing.
Who's probably not gonna be Chris?
You're gonna die.
Are we about to have three, you do 3 1 year, 2 1 year, and then you get a year off.
Yeah.
If you wanted to try that, if that would be, do you have an opinion on this, Crystal? Because it would administrate it.
No, either way works for me.
Just tell them you're smart enough to figure it out.
Yeah,
you got it.
And some of that replacement won't happen because the person that was here 3 years says, well, give me a little 3 year, or give me like 4 3 year. Yeah. So, give 12 more years and then I get
right. Decent
at this thing. Okay. We talked about the seat, the chair.
Yes, so the chair.
That's another change in our bylaws, right? What did that end up?
It shows up.
We should have like a WWE, like a wrestle off or something. If there's like two people competing for the chair, which.
So under Article 5, see, Commissioner Walters, so it's the first page after the cover sheet, on the bottom, Article 5, the Commissioner elects by majority vote a chair and vice chair from its members at its first regular meeting in April of every year. The Garland City Recorder shall act as the Commission Secretary. At the Commission's direction, nominations for each office of chair and vice chair may be received from the Commission members at the meeting before voting, and in any case, one shall be a secret ballot, and there shall be a separate vote for each office. Chair and vice chair may be elected to two-year terms in each even-numbered year. The days of chair include, but are not limited to, and then it goes through that list.
Is that chairperson, if he, whoever gets voted in, obviously on a closed ballot?
Yeah.
I wonder if they don't want him.
You would accept it. Like, you wouldn't go so far, because it would be, I'm accepting nominations for chair, and then I'm a new so-and-so, and then if they seriously, and a lot of times, they're ready for it, and then if they're not, kind of like, no, and then you're not.
See the face go white?
Right.
So there's a little bit of inconsistency here. So we got to vote every year, but they're serving for two-year terms. So we don't need to vote every year if we got two-year terms.
Right, it would be, this is the administration piece that I mentioned would be interesting. So, so then it would be the Commission elects majority chair and vice chair from its members at its first regular meeting in April of every even year. That's
even numbered year.
I would think it would just be easier to just do it every year, and then if the chair wants to be chair again, that they can be chair again. But
every year or after.
I don't know why, so don't bother me.
You need to turn white.
I volunteered to get yelled at.
Definitely following the year, every year, every 2 years.
I just go every year, just keep it simple.
Every year? Is that easy for you?
Yeah.
Do you want to vote on that? Probably not.
No, you guys are, we can bring this back one more time.
No, I think with that, we'll let it. I think we'll probably be able to get that voted in, so.
And so then the wording of the chair, vice chair would be elected to two-year terms, two-year consecutive terms, or I mean, we can figure out some kind of wording right there that would, right, because the intent was like letting them do it for 2 years, right, that nothing would stop them.
Well, that's what I'm saying, we don't need both elections every year for a two-year term.
Correct, they need up to two terms, so.
I just let that chair until Nature takes them out and 15 years is up.
If you kept me, they kept getting the
So just take out the term, you know, essentially.
Okay, so the chair and the vice chair, that second to last sentence is just gone then. And there should be a separate vote for each office, period.
Right.
Goes into the duties of the chair and clerk.
Right.
That's fine. Usually there's.
That simplifies it.
It does, and it lets it be what it needs to be at that time, because you're going to sometimes have commissions where, the chair is happy to keep doing it. There's going to be times where it's like, oh, some change, or round robin, or whatever. I mean, either.
And the 15-year term will just kind of naturally move some people through.
So
that person that has been here for 14 years, like we did with last year, they can go. Yeah.
Poor bugger.
That's you. 9 years. Okay.
Should we vote on this, or?
Has Dalton had eyes on this, though? Do we want to let the city chair have eyes on this?
Did he say anything? I don't know if he's.
He said he couldn't attend today.
There's no emergency. If it's like, hey, make these changes and we bring it back again, it's not.
I think it makes sense to wait on vote till Tom has his eyes on it and use the current chair, so.
And the other thing is it will allow some time for the council to do their thing with adopting the new updated Title II, because they may have a say on that as well. they may go, hey, we want this instead,
right.
And then that 931 is going to
direct,
it's going to affect Article 3. So I think that's great. I think it's great that we are able to make these changes and then bring forward at least some of these 3931 and let all.
Did council not get to see this after last time?
Yeah, they haven't seen this yet. We were still working through enough of it that was like, oh, let's get it. Then we can get that scheduled for council. And then that will give Don an opportunity, and then we can come back.
So we recommend this.
I can even do this as a discussion with.
Everybody recommend it to city council for review, probably voting. Either of those is fine. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, because we can get it to them to just.
Motion on the table.
Okay. Can we
give city council action items here? I know she'll give the city.
It's going to be taken to council for their review, and then they'll be able to review, and then we'll have another chance to say, hey, this is what council said, and then if we need to have any updates to bylaws, we'll do that.
To table. Oh, yeah.
Second.
Motion to table. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, nay?
Why do you keep us on our toes?
Yeah, I mean, can the chair be removed?
I'm just saying, let's change the weather.
All right, on to voting item 5, future agenda items, or other business that we should consider in the future from the board. Anything we need to look at? Open up to the citizen. Do you want us to look at something in Garland?
No, I'm good.
Okay, and if you come up with agenda items,
we got a chance to email.
Email Krista out and
email you if anything does come up.
Yeah, if you're going to look at that,
yeah, let's do that.
We have been talking a little bit about commercial zones, if that's something that you can prepare to want to see. I don't know if we get somewhere in or something, but.
Yeah, that's definitely something I want to work on. I don't know if I have time to do it between now and April.
If you get prepared for that.
If you got time to do it or whatever, and then just send an email over or whatever, and we'll. Yeah.
Okay.
Now we'll move on.
Okay, on to number 6. Any motions for number 6?
Make a motion to adjourn for the day.
Second.
All in favor, say yes.
Yes.
Opposed? Why would you be opposed? Okay, thank you, everybody.